This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Only one more hour, and then it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday officially. It's official. I've declared it. Guy asked the question, why did they get Kamala Harris so wrong? What was their plan? And what I said was, when you love something, it can make you stupid. It does make you stupid. It does. It's just that's the way it goes. Johnny, look, I haven't talked at all about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial because I don't give a crap about celebrities, but you're going to have to pardon the pun about the whole don't give a crap thing. At one point in time, she pooped on his bed. How do you not walk out and never come back after that? You know how? Love makes you stupid. It makes you stupid. How could the people in charge, I mean, all the billionaires and high-powered people at the DNC, how could they look around at all the candidates out there and pick this person?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
We all watched the television coverage of just yesterday. That's on top of everything else that we know and don't know yet, based on what we've just been able to see. And because we've seen it or not doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Because as we all know, elections matter. And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for. I went off script a little bit.
Okay. If you want to figure out how to get across town to some restaurant, you heard.
Okay, how does that person... how does that person get chosen to be vice president? The communists, the cultural Marxists are so in love with their various portions of their sick religion. It's got to be a woman. It's got to be a black woman. They actually pick somebody who had truly never been vetted at all. I've told you this before. I'm good buddies with John Phillips. He does a great show out of Los Angeles, radio show out of Los Angeles, and he and I talk a lot. I have him on TV a lot. I should need to get him on this show a lot. And he's real, real wired in with California politics. He knows everything about it. And I'll sit down, and he came into town, shoot, a couple months ago. We went out, had some Mexican food and a couple beers, and we were actually talking about Dome. And he said, look, it's the most bizarre thing. And people who do national politics, he said, they don't understand it if they're not from California. He said, this woman rose to be senator of California, and then... AG of California, that's a big deal. Those are huge roles. Those are gigantic deals. He said she was never vetted. The media, the white guilt media, because she's a black woman, was so adamant that she never be asked tough questions. She just kept rising and rising and rising and rising and rising and was never vetted at all. And now we have a vice president, and let's be frank,
probably going to be president at some point in time, who can't speak. She can't speak. I mean, you think Joe Biden's dumb. I mean, he is. This woman can't talk, and she's in her prime, and she can't talk. It's all right. It's wild. All right. Speaking of which, while we're on the subject, this is kind of on the subject. I did see that LeBron James is officially a billionaire. You know, America hating LeBron James, America sucks LeBron James. And I only brought this up to say this. Remember when LeBron James committed a fake hate crime against himself? And then the American media just completely covered it up. I do. I think I'll always bring this up on the show because the sports media never wants you to bring it up. Remember, he moves into some fancy mansion in, I think, Brentwood, California or something. One of these highfalutin neighborhoods that you or I would never even get into. They just tell us to turn around as we're trying to get in. He moves into one of these fancy neighborhoods and claims that someone sprayed something racist. I forget what he said they said on there. And then the cops show up and they can't find it. He said, yeah, we already spray painted over it. Like anybody's going to believe that at all. There is something, we talked about it before, and I find it odd. There's something bizarre in America with a lot of these people like LeBron and Oprah and just so many of these people where they can achieve at the highest. I mean, Obama. Obama's probably the best example. They can achieve everything, the highest level, the highest level in the history of mankind, right? What's bigger than that? And yet they still feel as if they're missing something. They're still missing that final thing that'll push them over the top. And that final thing is victimhood. Every single time. It drives me absolutely crazy. All right. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. I love this one from old Joe. Remember this flashback?
If you want to protect yourself, get a double barrel shotgun. Have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts outside the house.
I think it's really important you understand you should never do a single thing that he just said. Nothing. One, let's start at the end. Let's begin at the end, right? Fire a shotgun blast into the air. Fire two shotgun blasts into the air. Do you understand how many people, this happens actually a lot in Middle Eastern countries. Do you understand how many people are killed every single year by bullets coming back down? That's that old saying we learned in kindergarten, what goes up must come down. Believe it or not, when you shoot something into the air, it actually doesn't end up on the moon somewhere. It goes up so far, and then it comes down. And we're talking about a hard piece of lead that will absolutely go right through your skull when it comes down and kill you. I say this is prevalent in Middle Eastern countries because a lot of these various parts of the cultures in there will have these celebrations, and they'll just be taking these full auto AKs, and they'll just be letting that bad boy eat. All those bullets come back down and they kill people. Okay, so one, never, ever, ever shoot a weapon into the air. Two, a double barrel shotgun. Now, I love shotguns, right? I had an old platoon sergeant who used to say, because we usually had one guy who had a shotgun, he used to say, the end of the shotgun, it speaks every language on the planet. You don't have to worry about speaking the language. It says everything you need it to say. And he wasn't wrong. A shotgun is not great for home defense. Now, I'm not saying you should toss yours away if that's all you have. If that's all you have, it's fine. But you must understand something, and something we didn't fully grasp until we started doing more and more urban warfare. Overpenetration. Do you want to know why the AR-15, or even probably, in my opinion, although there are a lot of arguments on this, in my opinion, even better, the 300 Blackout. You want to know why those are better than a shotgun for home protection? That shotgun of yours, it's not going to hit the drywall and expand and slow down. It keeps going. Are you 1,000% sure when it's dark and you're scared and sweating and confused and there are I don't know how many intruders in your house and maybe one of them takes a shot at you and you start blasting back? How many walls
until those pellets get to somebody you care about. Because believe me, that child of yours in the crib in the other room ain't going to make it. Keep that in mind when it comes to shotguns. And finally, a double barrel shotgun. You need more than two shots. I need more than two shots. There's this way of thinking where I just two guys and two shots. This is not the movie Tombstone. Although I wish it was, Chris. That's an epic movie. This is not the movie Tombstone. Please hear me on this. When you're scared, shooting is hard. They used to try to prep us for this when we would do various ranges. You know, they wouldn't just get out and go up and grab your weapon and start shooting. They'd make us run, or they'd make us do a bunch of calisthenics and stuff like that. So we were totally gassed and just doing that heavy breathing stuff. And then you have to get up and now try to accurately shoot. And they try to do that so you're able to do it, one, when you're out of breath, and two, so you have some idea of what it's like to shoot when you're scared and your body's not reacting well and calm. You need more than two shots. If you are going to have a shotgun, get one that puts some serious lead down there, all right? All right, I just had to get that off my chest. Seth, go.
Hey, Jesse, you know what I want. Hmm? Come on now, you got to tell us. How's the new BMW that you bought?
Seth calls every time trying to guess my new car. Tonight he says it was a BMW. Totally false BMW. And that's not an insult. I'm not a huge car guy, so I don't know. Maybe those are great cars or not. It's definitely not a BMW. I'll tell you that much. 877-377-4373. Let's talk about Pfizer real quick. Then we'll get to some emails. Some news out of Minneapolis that's a little different and much more. Let's also talk about your testosterone levels. Half. Your testosterone levels, the average American male, are half of what they were 50 years ago. That's not exactly ancient history. You realize that. We're talking early 70s. They were double than they are now. If that trend continues, that's the extinction of our civilization. We can't even attempt to hold on to this society if we're a bunch of effeminate men. Go to choq.com, chalk.com, use the code Jesse and get a male vitality stack. That code gets you 35% off the whole store, by the way. And ladies, there's a female vitality stack, highly recommend. Natural herbal supplements, a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Natural, not medical, not chemical filth. choq.com, chalk.com, code Jesse, male vitality stack. Go.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and watching Michael play the air drums, that solidifies it. I need some drumsticks. Why can't I have drumsticks? No, I know I have a pen. I at least need two pens. I need to go. I know I might break something. We have replacements or stuff, don't we have replacements? How expensive can this stuff be? I need drumsticks. If you would like the honor, by the way, of watching me play air drums, remember, you can watch me do the show now. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up, and you get to watch the simulcast of me doing the show. Chris, get me some drumsticks, please. I won't break anything. I promise. I'll try. Look, we may start our own band. All right, look, hey, I actually want to take this one real quick. Rich in Denver. Go, boss.
All right, so you're talking about shooting under stress. I did some training, and some of the dumb stuff that I witnessed people do, we would get them to put their gun down on a barrel. They'd have to run up to it, and after they set it down, we'd always mess with their stuff, take the bullets out, you know, maybe take the slide off just to get them frazzled. And to witness somebody trying to put the bullets back in the magazine when you got eight guys yelling at you, and you've run 50 yards, was incredible to see just the total breakdown of fine motor skills. So you're right. Shooting under stress is something everybody needs to do. because you ain't going to be driving nails if bad crap comes your way. So
100% right. 100% right, Rich. I've told you the story before about how we did the urban warfare thing. I won't bore you with the story again about how we walked up to the fake house in 29 Palms and they had us assault the house at night and we got our butts kicked. And from there, we started doing urban warfare training. Well, at the very beginning of that urban warfare training, gosh, I hated him so much for that. We had this gunny, and he was our real high speed guy. He was a guy, he really knew what he was doing. And he would have us go down. We'd have to have our vest with all the ammo in it, all our magazines in it. That's what I'm going to call it, so you understand what I'm talking about. We would have to have that on, and we'd have to have our M16s in our hand. That's what we had back then. And he would have us line up in front of just a wall down by the barracks. We didn't have any ammunition, no ammunition at all. And what we would do for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours is we would pull up our weapon, we would squeeze the trigger at the wall, we would drop the magazine. You have to press a button because it drops the magazine. And then we had to reach into our vest, pull out a new magazine, and put it in. Squeeze again, drop the magazine, pull out a new magazine, drop it in. Over and over and over and over again. You know how aggravating and boring and miserable that is and how much we hated him for that. And do you have any idea how valuable that training is? He said, listen to me. When you're getting shot at, you can't think. You don't think. You're not able to think. Your body is moving too fast. Your adrenaline's going too high. You better be able to just by muscle memory be able to pull out a magazine and jam a new one in. And the only way to do that is practice. That's why I tell you all the time, practice, 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 right? Speaking of Marines, Jesse, I'm beyond words with my anger at the Marine Corps leadership today upon seeing their post. This was from yesterday. He's talking about the of course, Pride Month post that we got out of the Marine Corps and the rainbow-colored bullets and the words. My email inbox is full of these. He says, I reminded of my buddy, a fellow Cobra pilot, who many years ago ended his resignation letter with this quote, sadly, I leave my Corps in the hands of homosexuals and girls. Man, I wonder if he really did that. Golly. I have no words to describe my anger at this slap in the face every Marine who has worn the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor. Look, we don't like to talk about the things we love being ruined too. I mean, when I bring up the Marines, I mean that's something anyone who's ever done something like that, you're proud of it, right? And you think highly of it. And so I have so many Marine friends of mine that when they watched, especially the other branches of the service, start to lose their mind and kind of go this way, and they would say things, well, I'm just glad the Marines will hold strong. And I would tell them, man, I love the Marines too. No, they won't. And I know they won't, and nothing will, because communism conquers all. It takes over all. It conquers all. They don't have something. We've had this talk before. They don't have something where they look and say, wow, let's leave that alone. I mean, they got the Indian woman tossed off of Lando Lake's butter. These people were tearing down. They tore down a statue of Teddy Roosevelt in New York City and had it removed. The communist doesn't think like you think. He doesn't think like I think. He only sees what he hasn't conquered yet. I've said to this before, if you were in a battle with the communist for 100 islands, 100 equal-sized islands, and the war ended, and you had 99 of them, what would you do? Peace treaty signed, war is over. What would you do? You would celebrate. Of course you would celebrate. Oh, man, look at that. Dominated, baby. Woohoo! We practically got it all. That's awesome. But if the rules were reversed and the war ended and the communists had 99 of the 100 islands, he would wake up the day after the treaty was signed and he would be miserable and angry and he would be thinking only about the island he hadn't yet conquered. And this is not a new phenomenon. From the very beginning, remember, communism was never just supposed to be for Russia after the Russian Revolution. Communism was meant for the entire world. As Marx wrote, workers of the, where? Unite? Marx was German. Did he say workers of Germany should unite? Workers of Europe? Workers of the Western Hemisphere? Eastern Hemisphere? No, he didn't. Workers of the world unite. It is a worldwide religion of domination and destruction. Of course they ruined the Marines. or are ruining the Marines. They ruin everything. And look, you can't think like that. I can't think like that. What are they going to ruin next? I mean, I don't know. We can try to anticipate it, but because that's not our mentality, how can we predict it? You don't wake up in the morning and roll over and think about that one island you didn't get. You don't want to live your life like that, and neither do I. That's a miserable way to live. Well, that's his religion. He's going to wake up tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day after that, and that's all he's going to think about. And that's why I tell you we have to be much more aggressive with these people than we have been. All he understands is pain and fear. That's all he understands. Nothing else will make him slow down or stop or change course. Nothing. All right. 877-377-4373. We have to get to Pfizer and we have to get to Minneapolis. Golly, times are a-changing. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and again, in case you missed it, like 30 minutes ago or so, Biden got up and he gave a little speech on gun control. And look, before I go to the actual thing that he said, I mean, he didn't say much, but I'll play another little clip for you here. Just remember, if it seems bizarre that they're going all in with guns and gun control, and almost like, why a speech tonight? I mean, I don't want to say it's died down, but it kind of has, right? Why a speech about guns tonight? Well, remember, all the news for Democrats is bad right now. Inflation, gas prices, everything. They're going to try to change the subject and keep you focused on anything except the economy going into the midterms. That's just how they do it. Anyway, in case you missed him, here was him.
A few years ago, the family of the inventor of the AR-15 said he would have been horrified to know that its design was being used to slaughter children and other innocent lives, instead of being used as a military weapon on the battlefields, as it was designed. That's what it was designed for. Enough. Enough. We should limit how many rounds a weapon can hold. Why, in God's name, should an ordinary citizen be able to purchase an assault weapon that holds 30-round magazines that let mass shooters fire hundreds of bullets in a matter of minutes?
You should be able to have 30-round magazines because the government has 30-round magazines. That's why you should have 30-round magazines. Again, don't ever negotiate with these people. Never. Remember, these are the same people who, like 15 minutes ago, wanted you fired for not taking a vaccine. Oh, speaking of vaccines, have I ever, I've obviously promoted my TV show before on this radio show, and I always will. I have a TV show every night on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Have I ever once told you you really need to watch an interview I do on TV? Have I ever once said that? Chris, have I ever once said that? I may have mentioned that I have a guest or something like that, but have I ever said this is a must watch? I interviewed Dr. Naomi Wolf. I recorded it earlier today. I interviewed her. It'll be on my TV show tonight on the First TV. You know, we just had 55,000 pages of documents for Pfizer drop. They did a big FOIA request, and it ended up dropping 55,000 pages of documents. The things she tells me, I asked her one question, and she went off for about 13 minutes about the things that are in these documents and the damage that is being done. It's some of the most horrific stuff you've ever heard of in your life, about the things that's happening to pregnant women, about the lack of testing, about when they knew the vaccine waned in effectiveness, if it ever was effective at all, and how much they lied and lied and lied and lied to you over and over and over again. And still they're not slowing down. They're not backing off because we don't have journalists who will actually talk about it. Watch that interview tonight with Dr. Naomi Wolf. I will try. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So again, get your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But I'm going to take a little bit of time. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I will play you. I'll try to remember to play you a good chunk of that TV interview on the radio tomorrow. It is that jaw-dropping, and I don't know that I've ever done that. She goes off about the things this thing is doing inside of your body and the things it's not doing. And look, I ended up having to cut her off. She was going off for so long. And I'm looking at a headline right here. Pfizer asks FDA to authorize its COVID vaccine for children under 4. I have never told you what to take or not to take. I'm not your doctor. I don't care. I told you the decision I made very early on not to take it, and I told you why. It was just very simple. I just don't believe in taking new things. I don't buy new cars. I don't buy the new phone. I don't get the new fancy this or new fancy that. I like to sit back and watch and wait, and then I'll buy the one once they've worked all the kinks out, right? That was all. I just wanted to wait and see. That's all I wanted was to wait and see, and then I kept getting lied to and lied to and lied to and lied to, and then you told me that I was responsible for a pandemic. And then you told me that I should be fired if I don't take it. Well, now I'll never take it because screw you. But those are my reasons. And maybe you took it, maybe you didn't. You have your own reasons, and that's fine. And there's no judgment here. There was a lot of societal pressure to take that daggone thing, for sure. Maybe you had to for your job. So I get it. I've never told you to take it or not to take it. I am going to tell you this. Don't you dare give that to your child. And look, you know what? I'll say this. Maybe you're thinking about giving it to your child. Listen to that interview tonight on the First TV before you do. Listen to Dr. Naomi Wolf talk about what is in the Pfizer documents. Remember, these aren't her documents. These are Pfizer documents. She talks about how they got 3,000 experts together to try to comb through all this, and they're putting together things. The things she told me tonight, they're staggering. They're really, really, really staggering. Hi, Jesse. I podcast your show since I'm at work the time you're broadcasting, so I got your rant about the ungrateful immigrants the day after. I'm an immigrant myself, just recently sworn American citizen. Congratulations, by the way, and getting ready for the August Florida primaries and November midterms. Every single day I raise my head to the Almighty and thank him for being here instead of the awful hellhole I was born in. I'm a little offended by the way you delivered your message. Man, when you say all those people who came here and hate this country should leave, you should say it louder. Don't skimp on the vocal power when you're sending away all those who don't thank God to live in the best country in the world. Keep up the great work and thank you for your service, past and present. Look, it steams me to no end that people do this, man. They immigrate here and life is good, and then they just trash this place, man. I hate ungratefulness. It drives me crazy. All right, Joaquin in Pennsylvania, go, boss.
Kelly, no, it's nut job, Joaquin. I wanted to ask you if you're an idiot or and a vegetarian. First, the idiot part. aside from giving aid and comfort to the enemy, you've been giving them ammunition by the way you've been fervently going off on the shutdown. And quite frankly, he could be turning around saying, see, conservative Jesse Kelly says
I don't know, but your phone sucks. Call back when you're not calling from a microwave. I can't even understand what you're saying. Jesse, new listener, love the podcast. Yes, I agree we let this happen. Are we responsible to do anything and everything to save the country? Talking about how I was going off yesterday about how we allowed all these psycho freaks to take over. We did this. We allowed it. They were the minority. They cared more about spreading their sick religion than we cared more about preserving ours. However, I must point out, she goes on to say, we allowed our elected to have careers in government. I'm sick of all these old people, both parties, who raised families, partied together, and made deals, and all hate this country. We have 80-year-olds who never worked a private job, pay for nothing, spend our money, and make millions. Last year, I researched all the senators' net worth. A handful had a net worth less than a couple million. The rest are worth millions. The only way to stop the corruption, evil, and destruction of this country is by the people demanding term limits. Look, the uncomfortable truth is we get the government we deserve. And I've been loud about this before. I understand the sentiment of wanting term limits. I don't agree. All these people are up for re-election and they keep getting elected. If we don't care enough to go vote, I mean, look, Greg Abbott's the governor of Texas. He's going to beat Beto O'Rourke, that idiot, coming up in the general election. Greg Abbott sucks. Greg Abbott just locked down the state of Texas during COVID. We weren't some freedom state. We had SWAT teams going to bust people for opening a bar. We had some lady try to open her salon and got busted. Greg Abbott sucks. Greg Abbott just had a primary against not one, not two, but three great candidates. And Greg Abbott crushed all of them. Got like 60-70% of the vote. If we don't care enough to show up and change, because no one voted in the primary, no one came out and voted. If we don't care enough to show up and change the GOP, then no, we don't deserve anything better. We get the government we deserve. All right, we are going to do headlines I didn't get to. I'm going to do a couple more emails, and then it's time to sail into Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we're going to sail into it wearing our My Slippers, are we not? Because they're $90 off. I mean, look, it's not just Chris who loves to save money. We all do. They're the greatest slippers on earth. $90 off. If you buy these My Slippers and they're not the most comfortable, durable slippers ever, send them back. They always do that. They always have this money back guarantee. Send them back. They will guarantee it. Blowout sale of the year, $90 off, and you're supporting a company that has your values. Not filth values, your values. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Jesse, because that's what gives you $90 off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Don't forget, get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now, because the whole show tomorrow is me answering whatever you ask me. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I'm going to play this again, just remember, they're committed. They're 100% committed to disarming you. And it's not because they care about school shootings. It's not because they care about any shooting. It's not because they care about death or whatever. They love that stuff. That's their bread and butter. What they want is the freedom to hurt you.
I don't think there is a single incident, and maybe there's one, but I've not found one, of an assailant using an assault weapon that was stopped by a person with a gun.
Except for the school shooting that just happened. You know, little things like that. All right. Dear Jesse, I'm one of those guys with a neck tattoo that worked in the oil field who did a lot of drugs, but I got sober and I drive a truck making a great living now. I love that. But I always showed up to work no matter what. Just to say you're right about showing up to work and hoping for living the American dream. And now as I'm your age, I'm happy, healthy, financially secure. Keep doing what you do. Love it. You can use my name. His name is Casey. Good for you, my brother. Get sober. Keep on keeping on. Jesse, my husband and I listen to your podcast every day while we walk 6 to 7 miles. We're approaching 70 years old. You are a true inspiration. My husband joined the Marines during the Vietnam War draft. When he was in the reserves, after returning home, he bought 2 trucks on loan, so on and so forth. Please keep up your great work. We're afraid that work ethic is a dying breed. It is and it isn't. Yeah, there's no question about it that people are being raised with different values today, different cultural values. But there are still so many great young people out there today who are going to kill it. They're absolutely going to kill it out there. I promise you they are. I promise. And look, we have a million culture battles, culture wars we have to fight right now. We just do. And it's always going to be that way. Remember, we're never going to see the end of the culture war. We've lost too much. We're going to have to earn back. We're going to have to fight back and earn every single inch we get back. That's okay. That's okay. Just learn to love the fight. Part of that fight is what? Putting your money where your morals are. Where do you shop? Do you bother looking into where you shop? Are you still watching Major League Baseball? Gonna go to the game tonight? Got a new, just looking at it right now, Milwaukee Brewers brand new flag thing out there. Rainbow flag, honoring LGBTQ. Rainbow. Is that your values? Just like NASCAR doing it, NFL doing it. Is that your values? Still gonna take me out to the ball game? I mean, look, we've talked about phones. So, something simple as phones. Your cell phone, almost undoubtedly, your cell phone bill gets automatically paid every month. One of those things where you just give them your credit card number and they just pay it, take it out every single month. Do you make a monthly payment to Verizon, who dumps on you and your values? AT&T, T-Mobile. And I'm not judging. I've had all three of those, actually, believe it or not. My first one ever was AT&T. Then I switched to Verizon. Then I had T-Mobile. I switched to Pure Talk. They never dump on my values. Oh, yeah, that payment still comes out every month, even though it's less. Average family saves over $900 a year, but I'm not funding people who hate me anymore. CEO's a Vietnam veteran. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch. It takes less than 10 minutes. It's cake. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Minneapolis to be the first major U.S. city to publicly broadcast the Islamic call to prayer on loudspeakers. You can be mad about that all you want. Maybe you're sitting there saying, I wish they would do, why don't we pray like normal anymore? Well, you know why? Because they cared enough to get involved in the culture, take over the culture, and be aggressive and offensive and push their culture. The reason they're saying an Islamic call to prayer in Minneapolis, and there's not a single other American city announcing any prayers of any kind over the intercom, is they cared enough to fight for what they believe in. Do you? Doctor claims prepubescent kids can transition when they ask for it. I've talked about this before. I'll say it again. The problem is our, quote, smartest, most credentialed people are often our most communist, most evil people in this country. We have a huge, huge problem in the medical field, and it needs to be purged now. Local election forced to be overturned due to, wait a minute, what's that word? V-O-T-E-R. And the next word is F-R-A-U-D. That almost voter fraud? Man, that is so wild because I have just been told that we have the safest and most secure elections in history. Dr. Fauci says he'll be gone by 2024, regardless of who is in the White House. And again, I will say, of course, he's going to resign. He'll take his millions. He'll ride off into the sunset. And that accomplishes nothing. Unless Dr. Fauci and others like him stand trial for the things they have done, the things they knowingly did to this country, then the next public health bureaucrat will do the same thing. And then the one after him will do the same thing. And then the one after him will do the same thing. Because when you're allowed to just resign and ride off with your cushy federal paycheck for the rest of your life, that's no disincentive for the next guy to abuse his power. Democratic senator says, stop blaming mental illness for mass shootings.
Yes, they don't want to talk about any solutions whatsoever. They only want to take everything you have. That's just the truth. And why do they want to take those things? Because they want to hurt you.
Our lives the same as you did when you were kids, but we can't let you get away with this anymore. Enough is enough. Enough of you telling us that school shootings are a fact of life when every other country like ours has virtually ended it. Enough of you blaming mental illness and then defunding mental health care in this country. Enough of your thoughts and prayers. Enough. You will not stop us from advancing the Protecting Our Kids Act today. You will not stop us from passing it in the House next week, and you will not stop us there. If the filibuster obstructs us, we will abolish it. If the Supreme Court objects, we will expand it. And we will.
That's how committed they are. How committed are you? Update: the man among those killed in that Tulsa shooting, he held the door to allow others to escape. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I have two sons. I don't know what I have to do to make sure they grow up to be men who hold the door and allow others to live, but daggone, I hope that's the kind of man they end up being. LGBTQ plus pride organization adds Ukraine colors to the pride flag. My goodness, that daggone thing looks like tie-dye at this point in time. Washington State drivers refuse to stop for the cops after the Democrat law prevents high-speed pursuits. No, you don't say. So Democrats pass a law that enables criminals, and criminals take advantage of it and turn society into a dump. Where have we seen that before? All right. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, they don't have to be political. They can be. That's fine. Whatever you ask. Email your questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.